think like Will Smith right now and embrace the change, because if you don't, people aren't showing up to your film. One of my biggest frustrations with anybody I work with is the marketplace has changed. And I remember listening to a very interesting interview by Will Smith. And someone said to him, Will, why do you do so much stuff on social media these days? And his answer was so interesting. He said, back in the day, when you were a movie star, the idea was that you had to kind of create a little bit of secretism about you so that people would go to the movie to watch you. It's like back in the day, it was like, no, you need to create a little bit of like mystique about you. You need to be out of the public eye a little bit, and that way you'll encourage people to go see the movies. And what Will said, how it's changed, is how it's changed for all of our businesses. He said, now, if you don't do the social media, if you don't put out as much content as possible, if you don't share your life, if you don't share your business, if you're not doing constant videos, nobody comes to watch the movies.
His insight into how things have changed is relevant for you and every practice owner, every business in any way, shape, or form. And he said this, he said, the times have changed to such an extent that if you do not show up in their world, in their news feeds, in their posts, on YouTube, in their TV, which is now mobile phones in some way, shape, or form, if you do not show up in their world, they're not paying to watch the film with you in it.
And I'll leave you with one little concept that I really hope you embrace right now. One is speed. Do it yesterday. And the other one is right now. The thing that's stopping most people from producing a ton of content is, we all have it, right? We all have this kind of built-in, whether it's fear of being judged by your peers or fear of being, you know, putting yourself on camera, etc. But right now, I really want you to embrace the following concept. If you're not creating content already, and it is quantity over quality. We obviously want you to produce good content, but how many you realize that when you first start recording yourself, it's going to suck a little bit.
If someone like Will Smith is prepared to embrace that, even with all his fame, you should take a big lesson from that. If he's prepared to do the work and understand that he has to do that for people to now show up in the theater, when really he's Will Smith, he doesn't really have to do anything. But if he even understands that he has to show up in their world by doing that stuff, and by not doing that, they're not going to show up to the film to the extent that they would, it's a big lesson for us. Because one of the killers in business is this understanding or this thought process of I shouldn't have to, or I didn't need to, or I shouldn't have to-ism. Well, let me give you an example. It's the thought of, I didn't need to do this to build my practice to where it is now, so why should I have to change my business going forward? And that right there will kill your business. That right there is going to be the reason that many businesses go bankrupt in the middle of this COVID-19 epidemic or the ongoing financial crisis that will inevitably follow it. Is the thought process or the entitlement that any business has in the thought that I didn't have to do that to get to where I am, hence I don't have to do it going forward. If Will Smith is prepared to embrace a different way of being to continue to even get the same results, not better, even the same results, then we should certainly do that in our business. So right now you should be producing a ton of content, and even better than that, you should be showing up in places where nobody else is showing up. And I think print is going to be a big place for people to show up now, because everyone else is showing up online. So if you show up in their mailbox, no one else is prepared to do that because it costs some money, because it's become so easy for people to show up for free in your newsfeed. If you're not doing that, you have to still do that. You have to at least do that. You have to at least be showing up in their newsfeed on Facebook, etc. But now it's going to count even more by showing up in places where people are not prepared to show up, like in print, because it costs a bit of money. And that eliminates most people, because most people are not prepared to invest. So that's just a little tip towards the end of this video. But think like Will Smith right now and embrace the change, because if you don't, people aren't showing up to your film. See you soon. Hey, thanks for watching the video. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did find it helpful, you might want to check out some of my free resources on my website, dcpracticegrowth.com, where you can grab one of my free books. It's completely free. All you do is pay for shipping. And I promise you, it's every single thing that we use to grow our business. 8 practices, $7 million worth of turnover, 10,000 new patients. Go to the website, or probably in the description as well. Click on the link, grab a free book, or you pay for shipping. Hope it's helpful. See you soon.